Now let's take a look at basic three. In this basic, I want to talk about pronouns. Thai pronouns can be a bit confusing because we have many ways to say I for women, I for men, and many ways to say he, she, and also many ways to say you. Let's take a look at the most basic one for this course. Men always say pom, 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 and women say chan, chan, chan. And also, women love to use their own name. So for example, in this course, I use a lot of my own name as I. So my name is Grace. I'm going to say, Grace likes to eat pizza. Grace likes Thailand. Grace wants to go. So this is very common with women. Actually, men can also use their own name, but usually it's for young men and used with their family. Like my brother used his own name as I with me and with my mom and with the family. But with other people that are not family, he always say pom. Let's take a look at how to say you in Thai. There are a few ways. The first way is kun. Kun means you. You can also use the name. For example, John. John, John. Or Sarah, Sarah. Or Edgar, Edgar. That's you. You can also use the word kun plus name. Kun here is kind of like Mr., Mrs., or Miss. For example, Kun John is Mr. John. Kun Sara, Mrs. Sarah. Kun Edgar, Mr. Edgar. Another way is to use their position. For example, Kru, Kru is teacher. My student often call me Kru as you. Like, why Kru doesn't like to eat pizza? Why you doesn't like to eat pizza? So the word Kru becomes you. And also for doctors, Ma. When you go see the doctor, you can say Ma, Ma. Or you can add the word Mr. Doctor. Kun Ma. That's good as well. You can add the word like Mrs. Teacher. Kun Kru. You know, so make it politer.